Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. As home to the nation's first primary, New Hampshire is the place candidates go to test the waters for a presidential campaign. And that was certainly the case this weekend for Vermont's junior senator Bernie Sanders, who tried to get a read on how his political message would play at St. Anselm College in Manchester, speaking to a crowd of a couple hundred people. Chris Galdieri is assistant professor of politics at St. Anselm College, and he joins us now on the line. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Glad to be here, Mitch.
Now, from folks who you spoke with, I mean, how did the senator's speech go over at the college?
It went over very well. He attracted a very large crowd. There were a lot of folks who were just very eager to hear what he had to say.
So it sounds like folks who came out were already, you know, Bernie Sanders supporters. But as an independent, you know, Senator Sanders' message is very progressive. Any sense of how you think he'd do in New Hampshire with voters overall?
That's a very good question. I think if he were to run in the Democratic primary, a lot would depend on what the rest of that field looked like. If Hillary Clinton is a candidate in 2016, I think there would definitely be an opening for a candidate to the left of her. And I think Sanders in particular would not be as worried about maintaining his viability. There are a lot of candidates who, if they were running against Secretary Clinton, might be inclined to pull their punches or try to make sure that they weren't hurting their chances for vice president or a cabinet post or that sort of thing. I think someone like Bernie Sanders would probably be much more willing to, you know, just put it all out there, go ahead with his very progressive economic message, and let the chips fall where they may.
Of course, Sanders, one of his dilemmas is whether to run as an independent, which he is, or as a Democrat. He caucuses with the Democrats. Do you have a sense of which would be better for him?
That's a tough question. I think if he were to run as an independent, I think he would run up against the ghost of Ralph Nader. I think after the 2000 election, where a lot of Democrats blame Ralph Nader for costing Al Gore the election, a lot of folks who might otherwise be sympathetic to him and to his message would find themselves suddenly becoming very hostile to him and his message. If he were to run in the Democratic primary, I think it's unlikely that he would ever get the nomination. But I do think it's possible that he could nudge the party to the left, and I think that might be his best opportunity for a presidential campaign to influence policy.
What about the role of the media here? They play such a big role in political campaigns, and do you think that Bernie Sanders would instantly be labeled as a radical due to his progressive and liberal leanings?
I don't know that he'd necessarily be labeled as a radical, but you know, he's also someone who has described himself for the entire time he's been in Congress as a small-D democratic socialist. So I don't know that that would necessarily carry a radical label, but it certainly would be an unusual situation to have a candidate who unabashedly describes himself in that way as a candidate. I think in terms of the media, I think it's also very likely, particularly should Hillary Clinton become a candidate, that there's an opportunity there for someone to position themselves as an alternative. If you think back to 1999, throughout that year, Bill Bradley enjoyed a lot of very positive coverage, in part because, you know, he was beating Al Gore in fundraising and that sort of thing, and the Gore campaign appeared to be in disarray, but also because the national political media doesn't like coronations. They like there to be some sort of a story, and I think if, you know, whoever winds up running against Hillary Clinton again, should she become a candidate, will be positioned to enjoy at least a few very good news cycles.
You know, other candidates have been testing the waters, of course, in New Hampshire already. There was a big rally of Republicans over the weekend as well. Who's polling well in New Hampshire right now?
Right now, the polling is all over the place. For a very long time, Chris Christie looked like he was the most likely nominee, but since he has had his troubles with the bridge scandal throughout this year, a lot of establishment Republicans, former office holders, fundraisers, influential folks, interest group leaders, are all taking a step back and taking a look around and seeing who else is out there. So that could be a benefit to someone like Jeb Bush, possibly to someone like John Kasich, should he be reelected this year. We've also seen Rand Paul come up here, and he's been received very well on a number of occasions, and of course he's got the infrastructure from his father's campaigns to build on should he decide to run. Ted Cruz was up here at that same Republican event that Senator Paul was at, and again got a very strong reception.
You mentioned former Florida Governor Jeb Bush being there. I understand he did not receive such a fond reception for some remarks he made that immigrants coming to America illegally are just doing so out of love for their families and wanting them to have a better life. I mean, what does that say about the mood of New Hampshire voters when it comes to folks who may not have as conservative a message on immigration?
Well, that's a good question. In the case of, you know, these sorts of Republicans who go to weekend-long Republican events, I think there's a very strong sentiment against immigration reform, against anything that could possibly be described as amnesty. But on the other hand, you also have a lot of Republicans, and you also have an open primary, so independents and even Democrats could vote in a Republican primary, who are more receptive to the idea of doing something about the immigration issue. You've also got, within the Republican Party itself, you've got folks like Jeb Bush, to an extent Marco Rubio, a number of other Republicans who realize that with the way the country's demographics are changing, that being the anti-immigration party is just not a prescription for long-term success. And so, especially if you want to be a national party, especially if you want to be competitive in national elections, if you look to the South, you've got growing Hispanic populations in swing states like Florida, in what have been for a long time traditionally Republican states like Georgia and Texas. If any one of those states becomes reliably Democratic or even reliably competitive, that really is going to change the calculus of presidential elections and make it even harder for Republicans to win in them.
Chris Galdieri, I know that you are used to this sort of thing in New Hampshire, being the state with the, you know, the first primary and all that, but it's 2014. Here I am asking you questions about 2016. Is this the earliest that you've ever seen such a frenzy over presidential politics here?
This is a bit earlier than usual, but I wouldn't say it's too early. And if you look back at the 2012 election, you know, President Clinton was up here campaigning for a candidate for governor in the spring of that year. You had, you know, Martin O'Malley, Marco Rubio, a whole host of people in both parties suddenly finding their way to New Hampshire to campaign for the Democratic ticket. So I think it's more that it's out in the open to a degree that it hasn't been, but I don't think the presidential elections ever stop in this state.
And just briefly, Chris, do you think that Senator Sanders' largely positive reception at that appearance at St. Anselm bodes well for him getting into the fray for a presidential bid?
I don't think it will discourage him. I think when candidates come and they get a really warm reception, and again, with someone like Sanders, I think you've got a different set of calculations than you would have from, you know, a Jeb Bush, from a Marco Rubio, and a Martin O'Malley or someone like that. I think he has certainly not been dissuaded from running.
Chris Galdieri is assistant professor of politics at St. Anselm College, and thank you so much for speaking with us.
Anytime.